You're listening to The Session, and I am so stoked to be joined by Pricey. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Welcome to Adelaide, the Hindley Street Music Hall, in a very fancy backstage room.
Quite nice, isn't it?
It is. Is this the backstage rooms that you're used to? Have you had?
Yeah. You know, this is nothing. No, this is very good. We've been playing everywhere and all sorts of different venues. So it's like last night we played the Railway Hotel, I think it's called, out in Murchison, and it was like cool pub, but real like regional and on the train track. So you can imagine like the difference in green rooms.
Now you've been,
but it's great.
You've like, been touring pretty hard for quite a few years now. Do you kind of feel like you know most towns around Australia and the venues there, or do you still get booked for places and you're like, where the hell is that?
Yeah, well, we did a gig in Central Coast with the Jets, and I didn't recognize the name, and I've rocked up there and went, oh, I've been here before. Like, there's been a few times that's happened. So yeah, I am starting to get to know the place a little bit better.
Becoming a local.
Yeah, it's good.
So you are on tour with the Screaming Jets. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Had you seen them live before going on tour with them?
No, but they actually invited us down before the tour to meet them and say g'day. And they were doing like a Triple M Rocktober concert that night, so we went and seen them before we came on tour, and that was the first time I've seen the Jets.
Nice. Yeah. Any favorite songs that they play live?
I like Other Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Come On.
Yeah.
Obviously, Better's is a great song, but you know they've got a lot of good songs.
Is there a little Gleeso fun fact that people might not realize about him?
A fun fact.
Spill the beans on Gleeso.
I don't think so. He's pretty like straightforward, and he is who he is, so yep. he is the fun fact, right?
How many nights is this tour? It's quite a big one.
I think it's like 18 shows.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, it's so all right. It's like weekend stuff though, so it's good. You get a bit of time off in between.
So when you're packing for each weekend, what are some essentials that have to go into the suitcase?
We've got a deck of cards that always go on. And dice as well. We've been starting to play a bit of dice, like rolling threes, deodorant.
Yes, big one.
And you need socks and jocks.
Yes.
That's basically it.
Cards, dice, socks and jocks, yeah. And you're set for...
Like, I think t-shirts and jeans and all that jazz is just overrated.
Mm. So you get off the stage, you've just played a sick set. What's the first thing that you're doing?
The first thing I do is come into the green room and crack a beer.
Yep.
The second thing I'd probably do is walk outside and get some fresh air. It gets hot as well, and it's like this, those smoke machines.
Yeah.
They're really like...
Yeah.
I
hate
skin.
The smell of them as well.
Yeah, it can't be good for you.
Gross.
No.
So what was the first ever time you played on a stage? Like, was it a high school performance? Were you in the musicals or...?
The first ever time I played on a stage... I would have been maybe 6 years old with my old man. We've got a duo called Priceless. Yeah, so we've been playing together since I was that big, like 6 years old. And
wow.
Like the Coolum Pub, we used to have like a residency there, like every Sunday.
Yeah.
So I've been playing gigs for a while.
What type of stuff were you guys, or do you guys play?
A lot of like bluegrass, sort of like finger picking, like get your dancing boots on, like let's go.
Nice. Yeah. So 6 years old playing guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old were you when you first picked it up?
I don't know. Like.
Just always been playing.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's sick.
I guess six. I don't know. Younger maybe.
Imagine walking into a pub now and seeing a 6 year old playing. Like it would just be so cool.
Yeah. The old man taught me everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he stoked you're on tour with the Screaming Jets?
Oh, absolutely.
Join him proud.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good lad. Shout out to the old man. How are you, mate?
So how did Jarvis get to be in Pricey?
I met him one night and, I did. It goes back to like before then because Pricey was just me, right, for quite a bit of time. And then I met Jarvis. And I thought, fuck, I really need to start a band. he was just like air drumming one time. Like,
yeah.
Like that's like the probably the first time I met him. He's just like air drumming.
Where was the first time you met him?
It would have been at the Bowls Club at Coolum.
Nice.
And we just like started talking about music and all that. And then he was air drumming. I'm like, okay, are you a drummer? He's like, yeah. And then we ended up hanging out a bit, and it's pretty funny. We got invited down to Brisbane to go be in the June Rats music video up, and we didn't actually know what we're getting ourselves into, but we got down there, and it was just me and Jarvis, and everyone's like, oh, so, you know, what's Jarvis doing? I'm like, oh, he's my drummer.
Yeah.
And I've never even heard him play drums. Like,
no way.
Just the air drums. And he was like, dude, what the hell?
And
like,
obviously did some solid air drumming then. Yeah.
He did some solid air drumming. And from that moment onwards, he's been the drummer.
So I do the thing with bands or artists, and it's called the High Five, right?
Yeah.
And it's five upcoming bands.
Okay.
That people might not know about, but you definitely think people should know about.
Okay.
So who's your High Five?
I don't want to think too, like, because there's too much into this, because there's a lot of good bands, but like, there's just so many. Mm. Yeah. Can we come back to that?
Of course we can. Yeah. We might be, yeah. So last year you released your album On The Job.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Were there kind of any challenges that you had to overcome with recording that one, or was pretty smooth sailing?
Yeah, it was different, not like being like a unit.
Yeah.
So we were like doing it all in pieces and stuff, and over a bit of time, and but it all came together in the end.
Yeah.
And I thought it sounded pretty good considering. Yeah. So
are you pretty like, you know, do you kind of know when it's the time to release it, or are you a perfectionist and you just like you?
Yeah, I don't really believe in like all the stuff about, oh, let's set a plan and release music to get streams and stuff. Like,
yeah, cool. I like
who
that.
Cares? Like, yeah, I just want to release music whenever I want. And if someone, like, people say, oh, you need to release like 3 or 4 singles and an album, it's like,
no, you don't.
I don't really have to do anything.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think we want to just drop albums.
Perfect.
And just keep dropping albums. And
so you like being in the studio then?
Yeah. We haven't spent that much time together in the studio as a band, but I definitely would like to get into the studio and record our second album after this tour. So there's an album coming, another one.
I'm very excited to hear that.
Yeah.
So let's not put you on the spot again.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm liking doing that this interview. What's one song that you wish that you wrote?
I reckon it would have to be Detroit Rock City by Kiss.
Love it. I'm not even going to ask why. That's just a banger.
It's a fucking good song.
So, you've been to Adelaide before, right?
Yeah.
What's your best memory from here previous times?
Oh, there's been so many good times here, but I think the Gov, and then we ended up at some bar, and then I think we missed our flight because we partied on too much. And then
that's why I like asking about what you did in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Well, you are going to be back here in July playing the Beer and Barbecue Fest.
Yes.
June Rats, the Bennies.
Yeah.
What a cool lineup.
Yeah. It's awesome, hey.
You're very good. You just played with the Bennies last month.
Yes.
How did that go?
Yeah, we played with the Bennies up on the coast. They're a great band. They got a whole new lineup now as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how's the new lineup?
Yeah, it's unreal. Hey, I've met a few of those guys before somewhere, but they're just a party, eh? They're just party animals, and they're just so much fun. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So I guess you mentioned you've got an album coming out.
Yeah.
What else is coming up that you're super keen for?
Well, I've got a festival called The Big Weekend.
I saw that. Tell me more about that.
So it started off as like a 3-day touring festival.
Yeah.
And we're just like keeping it small, but, you know, do it yourself sort of style.
I love that.
And it's over the July, first weekend of July this time. But I guess I kind of started it because the first time we did it, the bands just all got so close together. And every time you bump into someone or that band that was on that bill or playing in town, everyone goes. And You're all just like mates, and I don't know. Last year we had the Terrys and Peach Fur and Dusty and Brixton Alley. Like all those guys, dude, the best dudes ever. And now this year is going to be great too. Battlesnake, Dad Fight, myself, Down Girl, and Lunchtime Band. So I'm pretty keen to make some memories.
I feel like, you know, this DIY, like just doing it because you love music and you love the bands and stuff, that's something that's pretty important to you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Independent rock and roll.
Fucking oath. Yeah. Fucking oath. Well, yeah. That would be a great way to end the interview, but I do have that one more question for you. Your top five bands.
Top five bands.
I'm not letting you get out of that.
top five bands of all time?
No, local bands.
Local bands. I actually think Brixton Alley.
Yep.
Good choice. Like... totally underrated.
Good choice, yeah.
But they should be huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be huge. Battlesnake are pretty good too. I won't give too much away of Battlesnake.
Okay.
Just got to go see Battlesnake.
Ooh, I like it. Mystery.
Yeah, you got to go see Battlesnake. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll do the high two then, I reckon. Yeah. Price is high two.
High two.
if you're a local
band
watching this.
There's so many bands and they're all so good.
Yeah, it is hard to choose.
I don't really want to like...
Yeah, I get you. I asked this question because I'm like, I have no idea how I'd answer that. So I just want to see how everyone else would answer it.
It's a hard one. I think it is a hard one.
Kiss is up there. We can make that
Kiss
three.
Is the Kiss is the best. Kiss is the best.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much,
dude. So keen for
Cheers.
Tonight.
Oh yeah.